Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. More items on our grocery list today. Barriers that come between us and effective Bible study. Not living what we learn. James 1:22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. This is another of our more challenging barriers. God very specifically identifies what happens to the person who is a hearer only. We deceive ourselves, but keep going back for more words of God which help us rationalize our lifestyle. In our text, the hearer observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was, James 1:24. Every day it's the same. Come up to the words, observe, walk away, forget. Familiarity with the passage, John 5:39 and 40. You diligently study the Scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the Scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. The Jews he spoke to diligently studied the prophecies, and yet they just knew that Jesus wasn't the one spoken of. Often we already know a passage inside and out, or think we do, and this blocks us from further insight. Wanting to justify, Luke 10:29, but he wanting to justify himself said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Lot of stuff going on under the hood here. The certain lawyer had all the right answers, but still refused to deal with the main issue of his heart. He used Bible content to justify himself, but in the process unwittingly deflected what he most needed to hear. Proving our point, Titus 3:9, but avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless. Any time we force the issue, we put ourselves at a disadvantage. I was speaking to a man once, and as we discussed this, you could see the truth dawn on his face. His Bible study had been dominated for some time by trying to disprove the beliefs of one of his co-workers. No nourishment for the soul, only words for battle. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.